of divine justice and do not yield to the great grace of God, the mercy of God in the provision of Jesus Christ, then you have willingly crowned the devil king rather than Christ. Because you now say, law rules, conscience rules, justice rules, guilt rules, condemnation rules, rather than grace rules, mercy rules. Faith brings forgiveness. One Puritan writer put it this way, he that lacks assurance converses too much with Satan, as he that has the assurance of God's love converses with Christ, the Spirit bearing witness to him that he is a child of God. So he that lacks assurance converses with Satan, and Satan, though falsely, bears witness to his spirit that he is not a child of God. And is it not a misery to be in these converses with Satan and to be under his hellish droppings? The devil is always following and tempting me to suspect the love of Christ, to be suspicious of grace, to distrust mercy. And the more suspicious I am of the love and grace and mercy of God, the more I embrace Satan's love. Puritan writer says, the truth is, beloved, this lack of assurance of God's love or personal interest in Christ is an inlet to many sins and miseries. For first a man doubts of his own salvation, afterwards he has continued doubting. Then he rises up into a full conclusion saying, now that I know that Christ does not love me, I did but doubt before, but now I know he does not love me. And after he has risen to this conclusion, then shortly he rises higher and he goes further and says, thus, if Christ does not love me now, he will never love me, and if I have not an interest in Christ now, after all the preaching and believing of my life and all the ordinances I have enjoyed, I shall never have that interest in Christ, and so the longer I live, the more I aggravate my condemnation. Stop that process. Let the law do its work. It is a schoolmaster to drive us to Christ. Let conscience do its work. It is to prevent us from sin by inducing pain over iniquity. Let the justice of God do its work, and that is to make us thankful for forgiveness and grace. Both strong preaching of the holiness of God and the requirements that he lays before us and the refusal to accept forgiveness